the tri-state area, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, they always honor the top peanut producers. They were sponsored by Bayer, BASF, the American Peanut Shellers, and the National Peanut Buying Points Association at the Georgia Peanut Achievement Club Banquet. The highest overall yield in the state last year, from 100 acres to 299, was Wesley Webb of Calhoun County. He averaged 7,337 pounds per acre on 136 acres. The overall yield in the state for 300 acres or more went to Eddie Miller. He's in Seminole County. He averaged 7,135 pounds on 620 acres. The American Peanut Research and Education Society recently held their annual meeting in Charleston, South Carolina. Scientists from peanut-producing states all across the U.S. and 16 countries presented over 170 different scientific papers. The winners of the top awards, the fellow of the society this year, Dr. Bob Kimmerat of the University of Georgia. The Coy T. Wilson Distinguished Service Award went to Howard Valentine. He is the past director of the Peanut Foundation. The Bailey Award for the best papers at the 2014 meeting, Josh Clevenger of the University of Georgia and Dr. Peggy Ozias Akins and Yufeng Goa of the University of Georgia. Dow AgriSciences Award for Research, Charles Simpson of Texas A&M AgriLife Research. And the Dow AgriSciences Award for Education went to Jay Chapin of Clemson. That's the award winners at the annual meeting of the American Peanut Research and Education Society. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.